This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today we'll check in with a local farmer, Heath Houck of Nokomis. Heath and his family farm near Irving and Witt, and they just completed harvest yesterday.
We actually are our own farm. We just finished up yesterday with all our with harvest. I would say in the area right now, I would say we're generally in our area probably about 75%, two-thirds to 75% done. Mostly everything that's left, there's corn left, and then those beans that were planted in that July time frame, most guys are kind of getting down to those to where they're waiting for those to get ready. So there's going to be a little bit of a gap there. But in the meantime, just like us, we just finished yesterday. We're going to be doing some fall tillage and fertilizers being applied, and fall chemicals will be applied here before too long. And also, you're at the same time, you're into the planning stages for next year. So as far as the year for us went in the harvest, it went well. Beans were a pleasant surprise. They were above average, almost as good or better than last year. We had trouble getting them before they got too dry. A lot of beans in this area were harvested in that 8 to 9% moisture range. We hate to give up that water, but we were trying to get to them as fast as we could. And the corn also really dried out this year really quickly. We finished yesterday, like I said, and we were in that 14% range on the corn. So some guys probably it's going to get drier than that if we don't get much rain here in the near future, which it doesn't look like. There's a chance maybe the end of the week, but not a big chance to get much rain to maybe add a little bit of moisture back to it. But overall, things were well. The flat areas in the field where the water couldn't get off as well, that tend to be where, I mean, just like common sense would tell you, with the amount of rain that we had, weren't quite as good. So sometimes the better parts of the field weren't as good as the hills, the rolling hills where the soil is not quite as good, but we raised really good corn because the water got off there. And beans were just good across the board, a lot of 60s, high 60s, 70s there. So it was overall was a good harvest, and we're still, we've got one job checked off the list, and now we're on to the next thing here. So,
how do you think this year's crop compared to last year?
The beans, like I said, they were very they compared well. They were about as good or in some cases were better than last year. And the corn, we were down. I mean, last year was the best year we ever had. We averaged well over 200 on our farm. And in this year, we're going to be probably 30 to 35 bushel underneath that, probably be in the 170 range there on corn. So kind of fell into line with the county when we did the yield survey for the county. We pretty well fell into there. Like I said, we missed out on some. I mean, it was just Mother Nature playing her role. Some of our better ground, the flatter ground that we have, just didn't quite yield as well just because couldn't get the water off. So, but where we had some poorer ground that rolled and got the water off of, we got a drain, did really well. So it was kind of, last year, I think you could have thrown corn on the sidewalk and you could have got 200 bushel. This year, it just kind of depended where and how that field laid. And I think that was a common theme talking to guys around the state, knowing a few guys all around. That was pretty much the same thing that everybody said. So one other thing that I understood from a lot of people and I saw on our farm was the fungicide applications this year. They did play a role there. Definitely stock quality was better in the fungicide applied fields. I haven't got to the point where I can really analyze the yield data off the yield monitor to know the exact where we're standing on how much better it was. I think there was definitely an advantage to the fungicide. Now, whether or not, you know, it paid for itself, that's one of those things you have to qualify to a certain extent because of stock quality. It's hard to put a number on that other than when you have to go through down corn in the field and harvest that. It's a heck of a lot slower process. So there's other factors that go into that, but I do think the fungicide was a positive this year to have applied.
That crop update was from Heath Houck of Nokomis, and we'll be back with more after these messages. The National FFA Convention is taking place at the end of this month from October 28th through the 31st. This is the last year of a three-year run for the convention in Louisville, and after this year, the convention will move to Indianapolis for a total of 8 years from 2016 to 2024. The National FFA organization has 629,367 student members, and of those students, they belong to 7,757 local FFA chapters, and those chapters are located throughout the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. WSMI will be covering that event, and I will be attending the convention on October 28th and the 29th, hoping to talk to some local FFA chapters while we're in Louisville. In other national news, the just-concluded Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement is expected to add billions in new sales of U.S. pork and beef in Asian markets like Japan. However, those benefits will take time. TPP tariff reductions could take 10 years or more for U.S. beef and pork exports in Japan, but Washington Ag Trade consultant and former USDA trade advisor Paul Drazik sees early benefits regardless.
This is normal in trade negotiations. Nobody expects a country to go from relatively high tariffs to zero tariffs overnight. The NAFTA, there was 18 years for free trade. And so this is not surprising, but keep in mind, too, that a lot of times you don't have to get down to zero to really have a significant increase in trade.
Drazik adds that some commodities might benefit more quickly than others, depending on the competition and pricing flexibility.
In some commodities, you might see a fairly substantial increase in trade fairly quickly if you reduce the tariff the first few years by 10%, that might be enough. But other commodities, it might require some period of time before you see a big growth.
USDA says the top U.S. pork market, Japan, will end duties on nearly 80% of tariff lines, including processed pork. Japan's beef tariff, now as high as 50%, will be reduced to 9%. Vietnam will eliminate beef and pork tariffs, while Malaysian tariffs will be locked in at 0%. The U.S. exported nearly $5 billion worth of pork to the TPP region last year and almost $4 billion in beef products. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.